Peruvians choose a new president this weekend. Here in the U.S., Peruvian expats can cast absentee ballots. As many as 28,000 eligible voters in the mid-Atlantic states are expected to do just that. We're looking for the name of a city outside Washington, D.C., where the expats will go to vote. It takes its name from an old wooden church, once located along what's known as a tobacco rolling road that led to the Potomac River. So name the city where locals expect big traffic jams as Peruvian voters arrive en masse. And while you ponder that, cheer on our GeoQuiz texting game winners today. They're Eduardo in Westchester, Pennsylvania, Yuri in Hanford, Washington, and Mary in Elk Grove, California. You too can play along with the texting game. Just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866. Again, that's 69866. The answer to today's GeoQuiz is a long way from Bangalore. It's also far from Peru, but it's one of the places where crowds of Peruvians are expected to vote in Peru's presidential election this weekend. Maria Eugenia Chiozza is Deputy Consul General of Peru in Washington, D.C. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, my pleasure.
Tell us where Peruvian expats will be voting on Sunday.
Yes, Peruvian citizens living here will vote in two schools. They're both situated in Falls Church, Virginia. Because you see, we have voters that would come from D.C., from Maryland, from Virginia, from Kentucky, from Delaware, and from West Virginia. And it's quite a central location.
And how many people do you expect to show up?
Well, you see, we have around 28,000 voters that could vote. And also, it is mandatory for every Peruvian citizen to vote, okay? But the Peruvian citizens that are living abroad have been released, if they don't vote, of a possible fine. But even so, we would expect perhaps 18,000 or up to 20,000 voters on this occasion.
I understand that Falls Church is bracing for some traffic jams.
Well, yes. Fortunately, we have had lots of meetings with the Falls Church police, and there are actually plans of contingency for any possible disturbances in the traffic. We've been very careful in order not to disturb the neighborhoods. And also, we have been trying to make our voters use the metro. We shouldn't be having any problems.
Are expats especially excited by this election for one reason or another?
Well, I would say so. This is a very important runoff election. The candidates are very close to each other. I think there's a lot of interest. I mean,
they're close to each other in numbers, but not in politics, correct?
Absolutely, yes. They have different political programs, and Peru is actually undergoing a very important economic, let's say, bonanza in the last 10 years. And there is a lot of interest. On the first round, 54% of 28,000 voters came to vote here in Washington because they do want to participate for the future of our country.
Maria Eugenia Chiozza is Deputy Consul General of Peru in Washington, D.C. She spoke to us about this Sunday's vote in Falls Church, Virginia, the answer to today's GeoQuiz. Thank you so much for joining us.
Not at all.